This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm in control of Dolph. Dolph determined when Dolph gonna drop. Dolph spent all the money on Dolph. I can't think of one person that gave me a dollar, a coin.
It's bigger than life, you know what I'm saying? But if you think I'm finna go out like Pac and Biggie, you must be stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like this 2017.
This is the Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Now, before we start talking about Young Dolph, what happened, what do we know, and what can we take away from what happened to him? I want you guys to go ahead and subscribe right now, hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of the videos that come out for you. So here's what we know from the latest news reports, that a 36-year-old famous rapper by the name of Robert Thornton Jr., known as Young Dolph, was reportedly gunned down in Memphis while going to get some cookies from a cookie shop. Back in 2016-17, he had a similar situation happen to him where he says he had 100 bullets come flying at him. Now, he survived that incident and went out and bought a $300,000 bulletproof SUV to make himself feel more safe and to prevent something like that happening again, because he ended up in a hospital from one of those attempts on his life. Because he said in an interview, now get this is a point of noting down, the more rich he got, the more he felt a threat on his life. He's also quoted as saying, having much anxiety in his life, something that all the money and fame could not get rid of. Now, Young Dolph goes into a cookie shop to get some cookies, and his life is taken away. You can even see some footage of what appears to be the gunman wearing masks. So when I used to listen to music, I knew the beef, what they called it, that happened between Tupac and Biggie, but I never heard of these names. This is the first time from the news reports that I'm hearing this name, Young Dolph. But I'm sure, unfortunately, that many of our youth and adults listen to this type of music and are familiar with this name, Young Dolph. This type of music that promotes STDs, the physical type and the spiritual type. We don't have to get into the type of videos that are made that qualify as soft porn by many of these musicians, rappers in the music industry. Via be white, black, Asian, it doesn't matter. It's the same stuff. The deep disrespect, objectification, and modern day enslavement of women. The glorification of materialism, the nefs that we call it. Desires, money, cars, as it's called in the modern day vernacular. Bling, bling. It's crazy. No Muslim or Christian, God-conscious person should be listening to or idolizing this lifestyle or people that promote it. Anyways, back to the story on what we can learn and what we can take away from it. One key thing is life. Life is precious. It can be taken away at any time. Did you know that around 7,000 people die every day? That's about 12. Every 12 seconds, someone's dying and leaving this life via be car accident, heart attack, stroke, sudden death. You name it, there's no shortage of ways people die, even while going to the cookie shop to get some cookies. Death will reach you, me, and everybody. Now we see some of the common replies by his famous colleagues. Let's read some of these. We have Russ, damn, RIP, Young Dolph. Tina Snow, I'm so sick, RN, I am in disbelief, praying for his family and friends. Rest in peace to my friend and a true legend, Dolph. Duvo QRN, damn, this one hurt, RIP, Dolph. Offset says, damn, RIP, Dolph, prayer for your kids and family, SMH. Gucci Man says, RIP to my friend Dolph, this broke my heart. And we have the LL Cool J, rest in power, young brother. I pray for your children and family are covered and lifted up by the Almighty. But is that the reality, or is this just wishful thinking for us living today? Because we're going to have to meet that faith of departing this life. And now, are we just going to die and rest in peace or in power like LL Cool J said? Or is something else bound to happen to us if we live a life of following our nafs, our desires? Well, let's look at what the Creator of the heavens and the earth has to say in the verbatim word of God Almighty. This is the Quran, tamper-free, tamper-proof, unchanged, memorized by millions living today, a miracle, a living miracle. Let's look at the Quran.
كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
Every soul will taste death, and you will be only given your full recompense on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment. So he who is drawn away from the fire and admitted to the paradise has attained true success. Because the life of this world except the enjoyment of delusion. So the Creator is telling us, God Almighty Allah, that every soul will taste death. Now will our death, the question is, be a sweet one or an evil one? The question is, did we prepare for it? Are we preparing for it? Let's go to one more ayah verse from the Quran where God Almighty Allah is saying, Allah who created death and life to test you, which of you is best indeed? And He is the exalted in might, the forgiving. So we learn from this ayah, this life is a test. And the one who created life and death is the one who we're going to have to return back to. Now let me give you this example, and I want you just to imagine. You're in school, university, and you want to pass. Is it pass or fail that you'll get at the end of the semester? Now you're skipping all your classes, you're failing all your exams at school, you're not showing up to class, you're actually going out partying, worshiping your desires, and calling other people to do the same, but you might be giving in some charity. You can go ahead and bring all those people who might testify on your behalf that you're an okay person and you gave some charity along the way while doing all these things. Will that change the professor's grade at the end? Will that help you pass the semester? The test, would you get a failing mark or a passing mark if you didn't even show up to class? So what's the takeaway for this for us that are living right now? Alhamdulillah, we can take in the air, the oxygen, we can breathe. Go ahead and do it right now. Alhamdulillah. We're able to make things right now, no matter what you've done in the past, because you have a all-loving, merciful, loving Creator. We're able to make that change to live a good life, not according to our desires, but according to how our Creator wants us to live. By seeking our true purpose in life, getting to know what we've been created for, and living that life according to His will, not our desires. If you're someone who doesn't know where to start, you might be someone watching us right now, smoking a ganja, a blunt, or whatever they call it nowadays. You might be an actor, a rock star, a rapper, a stripper, a salesman, a businessman, it doesn't matter. But you have a deep void in your heart that you can't get rid of. And no self-help book that you've read has helped you get rid of it. That deep void and pain in your heart, that emptiness, that empty feeling, that void that can only be filled by the Creator of the heavens and earth. And you like what we're talking about that pure monotheism and living a morally upright life, but you don't have no direction. I'm gonna give you some direction. Start saying or singing this statement, La ilaha illallah. Come on with me. La ilaha illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship except Allah, except the Creator of the heavens and the earth. This is the same God that Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and the last and final messenger sent to mankind, called humanity, called people to worship the one Creator of the heavens and earth. And start asking for guidance. It'd be silly if you were lost, you lost your way, and you saw someone with a map, with a GPS, not to ask them for direction. You know where you needed to be. But now we need to know our purpose, why we've been created. Everything around you had a purpose. What about you, the human being? You're carrying the keys in your pocket, have a purpose. The iPhone has a purpose, but you, the one with those eyes, beautiful blue eyes, green eyes, whatever they are, you don't have a purpose. It doesn't make sense. But to ask the one who created us for a noble purpose to guide me, guide me, guide me. It starts with that earnest desire to want to know the truth and asking the Creator who created us to guide us to the truth and then start doing your part. And you can even go ahead and visit our website, thedeanshow.com, to get a free copy of the Quran at thedeanshow.com, free copy of the Quran. And what else can we do but pray that God Almighty guides you, guides us, and continues to guide all of us to the right path, to stay on the right path, because this life is a test, and we want to pass the test so we can get to Jannah and avoid the hellfire. Because when we're dead, it's too late. We can't come back to retake the test. It's finished and over. And that's how we can truly have success in this life and definitely in the grave and in the hereafter. So let's pass this test together, my brothers and sisters. And this was done out of love for you and for humanity. We'll see you next time here in the Deen Show. Peace be with you. Subscribe if you haven't already in the beginning. Subscribe right now. And if you want to see any of our other videos, there's one right over here. And there's one, I think, right over here. And you can follow us here every week and in between some videos. So subscribe to get those latest videos sent to you. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.